Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening.
Hello. See, lady, I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things, been messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations, I'm facing steady pacing and I'm making a move. I'm hesitating and I'm nervous, but that's one word to feel.
Okay. Let's see. It seems as though we have a house full right now.
Amen.
Sorry for the delay, but we had problems calling into the main number, so bear with us. I see Hubert on the line.
Yes, I'm on the line.
Auntie Janet?
Yes, good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Daniel?
Yes.
Good evening.
Yes.
You by yourself?
Mm-hmm. Ma'am.
Auntie Betty, good evening.
Good evening.
Let's see, 833, is that Sister Shirley?
Yes. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Angela and Mom?
Good evening.
And is that Auntie Dot?
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay. All right. We'll just pass on numbers since we was delayed getting online, so we'll just go right into our programs. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
But this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Amen.
Welcome to the Nellis Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line led by Angela, please.
Let's prepare our minds. God of truth, prepare our minds to hear and hear your holy word. Fill the heart that longs for you with your mysterious presence. Lord Almighty, Father, good and Son, and Blessed Spirit, hear our prayers. Teach us to love eternal truth and seek its freedom everywhere. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, I'll do a final roll call and then we'll go right into it. I have Auntie Janet, I have Hubert, I have Daniel, I have Auntie Betty, I have Sister Shirley, Angela, and I have Mom, and I have Auntie Dot and myself. Did I miss anyone? Okay, amen, amen. Okay, going right into our program, I will start out with Auntie Betty. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming from the book of Romans, on that verse 8, on chapter 1. It says, first, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken on throughout the whole world. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers, make a request, if by any means, at any length, that I may have prospered journey by the will of God to come unto you. For I long to see you, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift, to the end ye may be established. That is, that I may be comforted together with you by the mature faith, both for you and me. Now I would not have you ignorant, brother, that oft time I purpose to come unto you, that I might have some fruit among you, also even among the Gentiles. For I am debted both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise. So as many as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel of you that are at Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, or to the Jews first, and also to the Greek. For wherein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading out of Romans, Auntie Betty. Next, I go to Hubert. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'll be coming from Psalm 42, verse 1 through 5. As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When can I go and meet with God? My tears have been my food day and night, while men say to me all day long, where is your God? These things I remember as I poured out my soul. How I used to go with the multitude, leading the procession to the house of God, with shouts and joy of thanksgiving among the festival throng. Amen. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in His sight.
Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Hubert, out of Psalm. Next, I go to Auntie Dot. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm reading Psalm 66.
Amen.
Shout with joy to God, all the earth. Sing the glory of His name. Make His praise glorified. Say to God, how often are your deeds? So great in your power that your enemy cling before you. All the earth bow down to you. They sing praise to you. They sing praise to your name. Come and see what God had done, how often His work is made behave. He turned the sea into dry land. They passed it through the water of foot. Come, let us rejoice in Him. He ruled forever by His power. His eyes watched the nation. Let not the rebellious rise up against Him. Praise our God, O people. Let the sound of His praise be heard. He has preserved our lives and kept our feet from slipping. For you, O God, test us. You will refine us like silver. You brought us into prison and laid burden on our back. You let men ride over our head. We went through fire and water, but you brought us to a place of abundance. I will come to your temple with burning offering and fulfill my vow to you. Vow my lip promised and my mouth spoken when I was in trouble. I will sacrifice fat animal to you and an offering of ram. I will offer bull and goat. Come and listen, all you who hear God. Let me tell you what He had done for me. I cry out to Him with my mouth. His praise was on my tongue. If I had cherished sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. But God has surely listened and heard my voice in prayer. Praise be to God, who had not rejected my prayer, or will hold His love from me. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Thank you for that reading. I got out of Psalm. Next, I go to Shirley. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'm coming from 2 Timothy, starting at the 3rd verse. I thank God, whom I serve with a pure conscience, as my forefathers did, as without ceasing. I remember you in my prayers, night and day, greatly desiring to see you, being mindful of your tears, that I may be filled with joy when I call to remember the genuine faith that is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded it is in you also. Therefore, I remind you to stir up the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God has not given me a spirit of fear, but of power and of a love and of a sound mind. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley, on 2 Timothy. Next, I'll go to Mom. Any good news to have to share with us tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of Luke 7. Luke 15. Returning home from the scene. Sometimes when traveling, we miss our exit. Today, on return, we find ourselves on the wrong road, and we are lost. To be temporarily lost on a road trip is frustrating, but to be lost forever would be devastating. God has chosen a divine course for each of us, sometimes because of self-will, doubt, heartache, and hardship. We make wrong turns. We find ourselves in trouble and off course. If we were unable to correct our mistake, leaving us separated from God, it would be tragic. Although we stay exhausted ourselves while using the human and finity effort to find our way back, God stands patiently waiting through the redemption work of Jesus Christ on the cross. We find our way back. Of the Father, of the prodigal Son, God has made provision for our return to Him. And because Jesus Christ died for our sin, mistakes, and shortcomings, we can have direct access to our Heavenly Father. God opened His arm and welcomed us home. We are His beloved children, restored to Him again. Even the angel of heaven rejoice because we have found our way. Thank God we have been redeemed. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom, out of Luke. Let's see. Next, I go to Daniel. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Well, I'm just going to be short. So God is our shepherd, and we shall not want. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for sharing that quote for us, Daniel. All right. Next, I go to Angela. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'm coming out of Psalms 1 through 6. The title is The Word is Life. Have you ever met people who have every reason to be depressed and sullen, but who are perpetually joyful and full of life? Their lives seem to consist of an endless series of tragedies. Some of them are imprisoned in bodies ravaged by disease or deteriorated by injury. Others endure family turmoil economic hardship, or personal misfortune. Yet, in spite of the numerous reasons they have to feel discouraged, there seems to be a continuous revival within them. They have learned how to survive. The fruit of this authentic, victorious living is found in Psalms 1. A life of unfailing joy grows when we are rooted in delighting in and meditating on the Word of God. Jesus said, "The words I have spoken to you are spirit, and they are life." In the Word of God, one can find renewed joy, renewed hope, renewed peace, renewed contentment, renewed strength, and a renewed passion for life. God's Word is a deep well and a refreshing stream. The person whose life is planted like a tree by this stream of water shall be constantly revitalized and motivated, finding satisfaction in serving others. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading and a lot of songs. Next, I go to Auntie Janet. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I would like to share from John 4, verses 13 through 15. And Jesus said, and Jesus answered and said unto her, "Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever shall drink of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him as a well of water springing up into everlasting life." And the woman said unto him, "Sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to drink." And it's from these verses that this saying goes. Why don't you come on and drink this water that my Lord is giving away? Amen. It will make you walk right. It will make you talk right. It will make you think right. It will make you live right.
Amen.
Why don't you come on and drink this water that my Lord is giving away? And this water is the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading out of Janet, out of John. And that takes us into our second prayer. So if everyone will bow their heads, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you do, Auntie Marie, Auntie Dot, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Betty, Uncle Champ, Uncle Gary, Uncle Dave, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Willie, Sister Shirley and family, the Werner family, the Allen family, Lenny and family, Charlie and family, Joseph and family, the Peters family, the Hurd family, the Lowe's family, the Simmons family, Carlos and the Wells family, the Hugh family, Angel and family, Brian, Tony, Malachi, DeMarcus, Eric, Leonard and family, Reggie and family, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Boyer's family, the Iden family, the Beck family, the Hoffman family, Ronnie McClure and family, Esther May and family, Ruth Edwards, Angela Edwards and Ruth Edwards and family, Angela, Micah and family, Marianne and family, Teresa and Jesse, Werner, Beth and family, Tyrone and family, Marilyn and family, Dwight, Tawana and family, John Moore and family, Rossiter family, Katrina and family, Dakota family, Miss Brown and family, and anyone else that we're not aware of, that stand in the need of prayer. Father God, we thank you for your love. We plead the precious blood of Jesus over our sick and shut in, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. For we know that there is still power in the blood. And Heavenly Father, not only our shut-ins, but we ask that you visit our hospitals, our nursing homes, and visit our battlefields and heal them as well. Father God, we love you and we thank you for complete healing. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Okay, so we have reached part of our program where we honor birthdays, and we're looking at the week of November 19th through November 25th. I know we have Daniel Lowe on the 21st.
Amen. Amen.
Just celebrating all month. Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. And we also have, I don't have anyone else. I'm sorry.
Area Williams,
amen.
20.
Patrick
Williams, 20th. Area, A-R-I-E-L, area.
A-R-I-E-L.
Yes.
On what day?
20.
The 20th.
The 20th. And who else?
Tomorrow.
I got Vanessa Bryant's birthday today.
Vanessa today, the 19th. Okay. And Auntie Janet, who did you say?
Cedric.
My son Cedric. Cedric.
Yes.
What day, the 21st?
20th.
The 20th, okay.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
All right, plenty of birthdays to honor. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Sister Shirley, would you give us the honor of singing the birthday song tonight?
I'll try. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. May God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Happy birthday.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that beautiful song, Sister Shirley. And now we are at the part of our program where we share what's on our heart, whether it be a praise report, testimony, song, or poem, even more Bible verses. Now, I'll just go down the list. If you do have something to share, please do so. If not, just say pass. And I will start with, let's see, Auntie Dot.
Okay, I'm going to read Isaiah chapter 12, song of praise. In that day you will say, I will praise you, O God, although you were angry with me. Your anger had turned away, and you have confronted me. Surely God is my Savior. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. With joy, you will draw water from the well of salvation. In that day you will say, give thanks to the Lord. Call on his name. Make known almost the nature of what he had done, and proclaim that his name is Isaiah. Sing to the Lord, for he had done glorified things. Let this be known to all the world. Shout aloud and sing for joy. People of Zion, for greater is in the Holy One, our Israel among you. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. Praise
Hallelujah.
The Lord.
Thank you for sharing that out of Isaiah unto God. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, next I go to Mom. Any prayer, support, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
Okay, I'm coming out of Luke again, chapter 12, out of 15 verse. He told them, oh, the shepherd is the couple of rich people. And he told them this parable. The ground is a good rich and a good crop. He thought to himself, what shall I do? I have no place to store my crop. Then he said, this is what I will do. I will tear down my barn and build this and help. I will store all of my grain and my goods. And I will say to myself how that you have plenty of good things paid up for many years. Take life easy. Eat, drink, and be merry. God said to him, you fool, this very night your life will be demanded from you. Then you will get what you have prepared for yourself. This is how it will be when this one who stole up things for himself, not rich because he toward God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom, out of Luke. Next, I go to Auntie Janet. Any praise report testimony? Song of form you want to show the group tonight?
Oh, I'd like to share this poem from my daily devotion, Seeing a Sermon. I would rather see a sermon than hear one any day. I'd rather one should walk with me than merely show the way. The eyes are better pupil and more willing than the ear. Fine counsel is confusing, but example always clear. And the best of all the preachers are the men who live that creed. For to see the good in action, it's what everybody needs. I can soon learn how to do it if you will show me. I'm sorry. I will soon learn how to do it if you will let me see you do. Let me see it done. I could watch your hand in action, but your tongue is too fast. My run. And the lectures you deliver may be wise and true. But I'd rather get my lesson by observing what you do. For I may misunderstand you and the highest advice you give, but there is no misunderstanding how you act and how you live. By Edgar A. Guest. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for sharing that poem out of the daily devotion, Auntie Janet. I will go next, and I am sharing a poem. The name of the poem is These Things, O Lord, I Ask of Thee, by Ruth Gilmore. This, my daily prayer, will be these things, O Lord, I ask of thee, strength to face the trials I'll meet, faith to accomplish the goals I'll seek, hope to keep my vision bright, courage in the darkness night, smiles to bring a gloomy day, laughter to chase the blues away, trust to keep my thinking sound, abounding love to pass around. Amen.
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 Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay. Amen. Next, I go to Sister Shirley. Any prayer support on the form you want to share with the group?
I'll share a couple of verses from the poem Footprints in the Sand. Lord,
Amen.
You told me when I decided to follow you, you would walk and talk with me all the way. But I'm aware that during my most troublesome times of my life, there is only one set of footprints. I just don't understand why, when I need you most, you leave me. He whispered, my precious child, I love you and would never leave you, never, ever, during your trials and testing. When you saw only one set of footprints, it was then that I carried you. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you for sharing the poem Footprints, Sister Shirley. Next, I'll go to Angela. Any good news? I'm sorry. Any praise report song or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
I'm just going to read something from Miles Monroe. You will never reach your optimal potential without the Bible. The day you invited Jesus into your heart, you began a journey that is uniquely yours. Your personality traits and your life experiences have influenced both that moment of decision and your life in Christ since that day. Your history with God is unique. God designed you to be filled with the Holy Spirit. You cannot operate in accordance with God's intentions without that. God created you with certain features, body, soul, and a spirit. He designed each of these to function according to certain laws that governs each characteristic. If you disregard those laws, you cannot function properly. Thank God for His grace, because He will work with you to cleanse your mind and transform your life. And just lead to the Bible. It contains the answers for fulfilling, productive life. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for sharing a bit of Miles Monroe. Angela, let's see here. Next, I'll go to Daniel. Any praise report, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I just want to say bless the prayer line. And give a Sunday, you can dial it, okay? Hey.
What did you say, Danny?
I said I just want to bless the prayer line.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you for sharing your blessing, Daniel. And let's see here. Next, I will go to Hubert.
Yes.
Any praise report, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to try to sing a song.
Amen.
You got God in your life. Then what more do you need? I went to the valley to pray. Felt so good that I stayed all day. 'Cause I have God in my life. There's nothing more that I need. I stepped in the water. The water was cold. Healed my body, but not my soul. 'Cause I have God in my life. And there's nothing more that I need. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that beautiful song, Hubert.
You're welcome.
Okay, let's see here. Next I have Auntie Betty. Any poem, song, testimony, praise report you want to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to share a song with the group tonight.
Amen.
God, Jesus, He's all right. God, Jesus.
Jesus, he's all right. I done tried him, he's all right. He'll save you. He's all right. He's your savior. Yes, he's all right. He's your savior. Oh, he's all right. I done tried him. He's all right. He will make a way. He's all right. He's a way maker. Oh, he's all right. He's a way maker. Oh, he's all right. I done tried him. He's all right. He will save you. Oh, he's all right. He will save you. Yeah, he's all right. He will save you. Oh, he's all right. I done tried him. He's all right. Well, he love you. Oh, he's all right. He love you. Oh, he's all right. He love you. Oh, he's all right. I done tried him. He's all right, try Jesus. Yes, he's all right, try Jesus. Yes, he's all right, try Jesus. Yes, he's all right. I done tried him, he's all right. Amen.
Amen.
Before we go into our closing prayer, is there anything anyone would like to share? Well, I would like to share, I wish that everyone have a safe and happy Thanksgiving.
Amen.
And we call upon traveling mercy for those of us that will be traveling during this holiday. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen. Thank you. Okay, if everyone will bow their head, my hands will
come out.
Did you catch something
to say? I said, and I hope it could come all right.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, Angela, come to us with the closing prayer, please.
Amen.
Okay. May God give you, for every storm, a rainbow. For every tear, a smile. For every care, a promise, and a blessing in each trial. For every problem, like sin, a faithful friend to share. For every son, a sweet season, and an order for each prayer. May flowers always line your path, and sunshine light your day. May songbirds serenade you every step along the way. May a rainbow run beside you in a sky that's always blue. And may happiness fill your heart each day, your whole life through. Amen.
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 Amen. Loretta, this is uh-huh. good. I forgot. I have an anniversary on the 24th of this month. Married 61 years.
61
wow.
years.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lord.
Yeah.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
Happy anniversary.
Happy Thanksgiving. Happy anniversary.
Thanksgiving, yeah, the day before Thanksgiving.
Praise God.
That's the blessing there. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, thanks for sharing that with us, Auntie Betty. I'm sure it'll be a wonderful celebration.
Yes.
Hey, congratulations.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen.
Okay, and let's see here. Want to give a shout out to Daddy and her birthday. That's the other reason he's online, so he can get his birthday. Happy birthday, Daddy.
Oh, I call him.
Happy birthday.
Amen.
Well, that concludes our program for tonight. Danella family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. And we pray that there was something shared that will help you through your busy week. And Father God, we ask you to continue to bless the president and everyone in the White House, bless America and other nations, and continue to bless our prayer line. Father God, we promise to put on our full suit of armor this week for protection from our enemy. And remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. God loves you, and so do we. Everyone have a glorious, prosperous, victorious week.
Like a knife, I'm so sick of negative, redundant, repetitive. You can make it go away.